Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Terry Boyd's World. Starring Terry Boyd.
Blue sticks and safety scissors.
And Jeets.
I don't even remember what we talked about the last break.
Terry Boyd's World. Mornings. 92.3 KGON.
I know a lot of people were looking forward to Motley Crue's Vegas residency at the Park MGM. I was even thinking about going down and trying to catch one of those shows. I love Motley Crue.
Yeah, I just saw him down on Hollywood Boulevard back in October. It
postponed.
Was awesome.
They are postponing all shows until, let me make sure I give you the right date. It's going to be September 2025 before they'll redo the residency. There'll be no shows in between. Vince Neil, I guess, has problems with his voice. A lot of people have said that anyway. You know, for years.
Yeah, he's had problems with his voice for decades.
Right.
Yeah.
It hasn't been good, but his doctors say that he needs to have some procedures done, and or other things. He could absolutely lose his whole voice, right?
Okay.
And so he's like, he put out a statement late yesterday saying, I'm sad to bring you this news, but I'm very focused on my own health. Now,
yeah, I can tell. I can tell by his diet and exercise regimen. He is 100% dedicated to his health.
Now, the thing with him is, and I'm not starting any rumors here. I'm just thinking past this whole deal because he really has not had his vocal chops. You're right, for probably 10 years.
Yeah. Oh, easily 10 years. Here's my thing about Motley Crue. The most annoying thing about people bitch about Motley Crue is, for whatever reason, people want to, like, you know, compare Vince Neil to Pavarotti or something, right? Like, Vince Neil, like, I mean, maybe at the beginning of the career or whatever, he was hitting all the notes. He hasn't been great live in forever. But nobody goes to a Motley Crue show to see Vince Neil sing good. They go for all the pyro and the Tommy Cam.
I don't know if I agree.
Really? Because yeah. They still sell out all their shows.
I know it.
And everybody knows Vince sucks.
You know why? It's like the Bermuda Triangle. You're going there in hopes that you get that unicorn of a show.
No, you don't. Everybody knows what you're going to get. It's like going to McDonald's and expecting a five-star steak.
No, that's a bad analogy. I think you go there, because I agree with you. You go there for the Tommy Cam, the upside-down drums,
all the pyro, right. Nicky doing his cool Nicky things. And
I used to go and see if Mick Mars was going to be able to walk out on stage, you know, when he was still in the band, because, you know, he had a lot of his own health issues, right?
I got to tell you, when I saw him, side note here, when I saw him, Johnny Five is playing with Motley Crue, right? Johnny Five was almost too good, because like you don't think of him as in Motley Crue,
right?
You look at him as like a special guest, right? And he was like so good that it was like my brain was like, okay, like, but you're not even supposed to be it. Like, shouldn't you be in the background?
Right? That's like, I get that.
You're taking too much shine. Like, God, just like, this is awesome, but like, my brain doesn't want you in this picture right now.
His look too. It's also, he has his own cool look from when he was playing with Rob Zombie, right? But it's not. It doesn't necessarily fit with the rest of Motley Crue.
Well,
right?
you just know Motley Crue as, you know, Tommy, Nicky, Vince, and Mick, right? So when Johnny Five's up there, like, kind of like, you know, hogging the spotlight, like, wait, hold on now, like, I'm supposed to be worshiping Nicky Six here. What are you? Stop it.
Well, if you're into worshiping Nicky Six, you're gonna have to wait till September 2025. If you already have tickets, I'm sure they've already reached out to you for the rescheduled shows.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.